Federal economic stimulus funding could bolster the state's free home weatherization program. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation weatherization officer John Anderson says if Governor Palin signs off on it, $18.5 million will specifically target home efficiency upgrades for low-income Alaskans.
The stimulus money for weatherization comes with a lot more stringent requirements because of the federal ties. The income limits are different. That money would get injected right into our five major weatherization providers: Alaska Community Development, Interior Weatherization, Tanana Chiefs, the Municipality of Anchorage, and Rural Cap. And all that would do is just help extend the weatherization program further.
Anderson says Alaskans have been taking advantage of the weatherization program since the legislature expanded eligibility and pumped $200 million into it in 2008. He says about half of that money will be paid by next spring.
Last year, we had $31 million in 59 different communities. This year, in this next grant cycle, we expect that number to be $60 million, and we're going to be in 90 communities.
Anderson expects about 4,000 homeowners and renters will have upgrades completed in their homes by this time next year.
Generally, it's boilers, it's insulation, it's air sealing is probably the number one item. Some windows, some doors, and life safety considerations also to make sure that they do have carbon monoxide detectors and they don't have leaky gas in their home.
Anderson says the state is spending an average of $17,000 per home, but that includes work in remote villages where logistics substantially jack up costs. Interior Weatherization Executive Director Angela Ketzler says residents of the Fairbanks area make up a good portion of statewide demand for the weatherization program.
We did 200 homes last year, a little over 200. We have doubled the amount of homes to do this year, 400. And we expect to get through our whole waiting list. We had quite the waiting list last year and couldn't get to everybody, but we're hoping to get to mostly everybody this year.
Ketzler says interior weatherization has tripled the number of employees it has in the field doing retrofits at qualifying homes across the Fairbanks North Star Borough and south along the Parks and Richardson highways to Cantwell and Delta Junction.